Already looking forward to tomorrow. It's another Donnie Football Friday. Those have taken off like wildfire here. Limits.
50 we had a good preview with Donnie yesterday.
Yeah, we did. It's delicious. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester, very kindly.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
You had another little treat from earlier today. Limits on time check, right?
It's 1:46. It's now time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency to get help with those premiums. 724-443-5610.
And Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 24 Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing, up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High is 79 today. Beautiful outside. Read me some beautiful text from our faithful listeners. It's Text in the City.
One of the texters is questioning and surprised, Joe, that it's the biggest Pitt game for years, maybe in the program since the ACC Championship. Pitt is a dog, 7.5-point dog against SMU, despite being ranked 18th in the country, SMU 20th. Why do you think that is?
Vegas works in mysterious ways, my friend. They certainly do, but the obvious answer there is they don't think Pitt's for real, and they think SMU is, right?
They must. I mean, they must think that it's a bunch of fluke wins for Pitt.
Are there questions about Eli Holstein? Now, Narduzzi said he's going to play, correct?
Yes. Narduzzi said last night right here on The Fan that Eli Holstein will play.
But are there questions about him even though he has that designation of A, how will he hold up in the game, and B, what about his last couple games? Maybe Vegas is looking at that.
Yeah, I mean, I would understand if they're looking at the game before Syracuse as well, the Cal game. Eli Holstein did not play well in that game at all. Like a couple turnovers, 150 or so yards passing. And he didn't need to play well in the Syracuse game. But it's definitely something you can pinpoint.
That's beside the point. Whether he needed to play well, he hasn't played well 2 weeks in a row, and he's coming off an injury. I don't know why they think this way, but maybe that's it.
I would hope your quarterback didn't need to play necessarily well and lose you the game if you have 3 pick sixes and 5 interceptions of the opposing quarterback, the best pocket passer in the country.
Next.
We get a texter here from Rich in Danville. Very complimentary text saying, as a St. E's and Baldwin High and Pitt alum, I'm an alum of 2 of those as well, that left the Berg in 74. I want to thank you guys for the great show you have. Retired in Virginia. It spends a lot of time with his 2 grandsons that he lives 2 miles away from. He says the way that you interact and respect each other with different age ranges is great.
What a nice man.
Very nice of him to say. Somebody else texts in, good afternoon, guys. I don't believe Sullivan has the ear of the team anymore. I believe change is necessary because you can't fire all the players, so the head coach should be the move. That's from Greg.
Sullivan wants them to be a hard team to play against. I don't know if you've ever heard that one before. He's been saying it for many years. They're an easy team to play against. He wants them to be responsible with the puck. They're irresponsible with the puck. He wants them to play sound, defensive, responsible hockey. They don't. They're last in the league in goals against, so they're not enacting what he wants them to. I know that's not complicated, but that's the bottom line here, and they haven't in a long time. But I think the moral of the story from that topic is not that many people really care right now. They're in it for the nostalgia tour. They don't expect much from the Penguins anymore. And the fact that in any other market, in any other sport, given what's went down the last 2 years of underachieving and a horrific start to the season, any coach would be on the firing line right now in that situation, but he apparently is not.
Quick final text. Great show, gentlemen. Did anyone hear Harry Callis talk about the Pirates maybe playing in the World Series against the Yankees next year? Is he getting high or not enough sleep? Yikes, David Irwin says.
Maybe a little bit of both. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.